This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. What a weird time to be alive, you guys. 2024. Like, what a weird time in the world to be alive. And also, what a gorgeous time to be alive. It's almost like, why in the hell did my soul incarnate in this time? And then it's also like, thank the Lord you did, because I look around this world every day and I'm just like, what? And also like, what? It's just, we've got it all. We've got it all here right now. And this podcast, why I love showing up every week with this microphone and having these conversations, is because now more than any other time so far in history that we know of, we have developed the conscious awareness of how to live in such an evolved, awake way where we truly are the creator of our reality. Not just because we've got a strong mindset and we're steadfast in taking action and cultivating the confidence of going after what we want, but because we understand how energy works. We understand that we live in a universe that is made up of energy, and that we are not separate from that. We are part of that, that we are energetic beings that are intertwined and interconnected with these energetic laws happening every day, every moment. And we get to create with that. We get to pour good into ourselves, into the people we love, into our communities, into this world through that. We get to make the impossible possible. We get to prove that you really can. We get to tap into a level of existence that is freedom at our fingertips if we so desire to tap into that. So this episode is gonna be about tapping into that from where we're at right now. Because when we talk about quantum mechanics, this idea of act as if it's already here comes into play so much, right? So many of the lovely cliche quotes that we see all around, and just so many of the ways that we're taught, is you have to learn how to embody who you want to be right now so that you can become her. So that you can collapse time around the time that it will take to fully be her, and then create a reality around yourself that reflects that version and that identity of you. And this is such a beautiful piece of the puzzle, and such a, whether you love this work or not, such a beautiful way to live, right? Like, allowing yourself to really ask yourself those deep questions. Who do I want to be? If I could have, be, and do anything for my life, how would I want to live? What would I want to be doing? What's the kind of human that I'd want to be? How would I want my heart to be pouring over into the things that I love? And then allowing yourself to show up as that, as if it's already here right now. Like, hello, just life key code in itself right there. But the thing is how energy works, is when you really do start tapping into this, you start putting out different energy and different things are brought back to you. You're a match for different things. You run into new people. You have new experiences. You have new ways of being that present themselves to you. Opportunities come in because you are vibrating at a different frequency. The radio signal that you're putting out is going to bring about different music on the radio. And so this is a nice thought, and we love learning about this. And when we're sitting here in our conscious mind having these conversations, it's like, oh yeah, I want to be her. I want to play as her. I want to get dressed as her. I want to take care of my house and feed myself as her. I want to be in public and hold myself with the confidence of her. I wanna take action as if I knew things were coming. Like, yeah, in our conscious mind, it's a great, I'm like, cool, great, sign me up. I'm here. And when we're in the day-to-day, that is a lot harder said than done. Tapping into as if energy is a lot harder done than said, because it's not who we are yet. And depending on how big the gap is between where we're at right now and where we want to be, where she dwells, if that gap is pretty big, or if that gap has existed for a long time, then it feels like we're forcing fakeness upon ourselves. And we're being like, okay, I'm gonna get dressed as her. Okay, I'm gonna do this thing as her, but I'm not her, you know? And so it can be a nice thought, but if the 95% of your energetic body operating at that autopilot subconscious level does not believe that you are her, you're going to become her, or that it's available to tap into her from where you're at, this is not going to work. So how do we do this? I have found a way to play with this energy like never before, because as I think many of you, when it comes to things like affirmations, or when it comes to as if energy, or when it comes to anything that relates to that future part of the timeline that doesn't feel within grasp yet, it doesn't work, right? You can sit in the mirror and repeat something to yourself 25 times, but unless you actually believe there's truth in that, you're gonna feel like a fraud, and it's gonna actually drain your energy instead of fill you with energy. So it's not about just doing the things because we should be doing the things. It's about, what do you believe? Because what you believe determines how you feel, and how you feel determines what you do and how you show up. And if what you believe and what you feel aren't in alignment with where you want to go, you are not going to end up there. But if you can get what you believe and what you feel in alignment with where you're going, then you will, because that's how energy works. And when we start to live as this, that's when the magic really begins to open up in a whole new way. Because at first, it's going to be like, okay, I want this, this, and this for myself, so let me figure out and tune into how to become a conscious, aware being where I can play with energy in this way and really reprogram that subconscious to believe different things, to feel different things, so that different things start coming out of me and I'm a match for different things. But the thing is that when you tap into those initial first things that you want, and you feel the wind under your feet, and you feel how powerful these things are to work with, that's when you actually start working with energetics. That first part, it's just kind of like, okay, I want the thing, so let me learn how to do the thing to get to the thing. But then once you're tapped in, this world of living a life playing with energetics and being the creator of your reality becomes the most limitless, expansive way of life, because you don't need to know what's coming. You know it's going to be good because you have crystallized the energy that you're putting out. And so everything in your life is upgrading. Your health and your body is upgrading. Your relationships are upgrading. The way you feel when you look at yourself in the mirror, and how just like how excited you are to be her, starts upgrading. The opportunities coming in, the money coming in, the ideas coming in, it all starts to change. And all of a sudden you're surrendered, because you're like, I don't need to know where I'm going. I know it's going to be freaking amazing. So how do we do that? If you're someone, you're like, okay, Katie, yes, 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 yes to all of this, and the gap between where I'm at and where I want to be is so big, and I've been sitting with this for so long, that how do I actually tap into as if energy in a way that I can actually start working with? Because I might do it for a day, but then I forget to do it, or it just feels so fake that it's just, I'm right back in exactly where I'm at right now. All right, so here is what you're going to do. This is what I have done. This is what I have played with. This is a lot of the things that we break open in the technology of the Sanctuary of She community, the membership community that we're in. Come join us. If you really want to tap into this in a way that is sustainable, we'll hold you accountable and give you epic women who are also doing this to do it with. But you've got to be smart here. You've got to really tune your energy and your focus and your intention into highlighting and illuminating the power of one day at a time and one week at a time. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. The easiest way to start playing with this is to start with a week-by-week basis. So either right now, if you're just hanging at home chilling, grab your journal, or at some point, as soon as you can after this episode, grab your journal and open to a fresh page. I want you to lay out an entire week in front of you. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Give each day of the week its own little slot, all right? The first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna fill in everything that's required of you that you can't get around, okay? When you have to be at work, when you have to be with your kids, when you have to be taking them to soccer practice, or when you need to be at your Wednesday meetings, whatever it is, okay? Fill it in with all the things. And after you see your week in front of you, I want you to take a deep breath, because as you look at this week in front of you, this in itself is where a lot of your resistance is coming from. It's where a lot of your skewed beliefs are coming from, because you don't like your circumstances right now. And you've created excuses that it's this very weak schedule that is the reason that you have not gotten where you want to be yet. So the first thing you need to do is take a deep breath and honor exactly where you're at and truly get behind the fact that it is the perfect breeding ground for where you want to go. Okay, so if you want to get to where you're going, you've got to stop fighting where you're at. And you've got to start working with exactly where you're at to be able to start to generate a new belief and a new feeling and a new action, okay? This is like the first huge piece that you've truly, 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 truly got to get behind. You've got to make peace with exactly where you're at, and you've got to trust it's enough. Because then what you're going to do after you lay that out on your week calendar, you're going to sprinkle in all the things that you would be doing if you knew what you wanted was coming. Like, without a doubt, if you knew what you wanted was coming very soon, it was on its way to you right now, how would you be living? How would you be showing up? Okay? What time would you be getting up in the morning? How would you be spending your mornings? How would you be going about your day? How would you be eating? How would you be relating with people? How would you be spending your evenings? What time would you be going to bed? What are the routines that you'd be infusing in? What would be the activities that you'd be doing? What would be the knowledge that you'd be consuming? My guess is that there would be a lot less scrolling and mindlessly numbing or mindlessly watching or whatever, and there'd be a lot more intentional doing because you would be acting as though you needed to be prepared for when this came, and you would be excited about it coming, and so you would be doing things different. So once you map all of that out on your week calendar, what you now have is the exact code for tapping into as if energy. Here's the thing. I know, as I'm saying this, that a lot of you are going to write that out, and instantly you're going to feel like it's a version of yourself that's so far from where you're at and that would require so much energy to tap into that you've immediately put that version of you on a pedestal and made yourself wrong because it feels like a lot. That's not what we're working with. It's not about doing it perfect. It's about picking one thing at a time to embed into your reality as normal, and then when you're ready, you add in the next thing, and then the next thing, and day after day, week after week, month after month, what you can hold expands and your best keeps getting better. This is exactly the technology and the way the Sanctuary of She community works. It's this right here. So when you do see this, though, immediately you are shown how to tap into as if energy, because your current circumstances aren't draining all of your, they're not draining everything within you. You know that even through them, you can still become her. And now all these pockets have appeared in your day to day and week to week that you get to tap into in the energy as her, because it's she who would be waking up at that time. It's she who would be doing things like that. It's she, because she knows, she believes it's coming, and so she feels differently, and so she does differently. And it's not so much about, when we look at it like this, about, okay, how do I tap into pretending like I'm her already? No. It's about energetically coding yourself day by day with the truth of what it means to step into a version of yourself who can hold what you seek. Here's the craziest thing. It feels like it's going to take a lot of energy. And for a lot of you, it's going to take a couple days or weeks to really work up to getting behind starting to make some of these life shifts. And that's okay. Take your time. Be fully ready when you make decisions like this. But when you start doing that, it's not going to take away energy from you. It's going to fuel you with so much energy, because you are going to be in sync and in alignment with that version of yourself. You're going to be tapping into as if energy. Therefore, you're going to be experiencing yourself as if. It's going to give you hope. It's going to give you trust. It's going to give you discernment. It's going to give you focus. It's going to give you vitality. It's going to give you these pieces of yourself that you haven't been able to tap into because you haven't been able to figure out how to tap into her. Tapping into her does not mean becoming who she is going to be on the other side of this. Tapping into her means becoming the version of you here now that acts as though she's coming, because she is. And if we don't do that, she's not. But when we start living like this every day, every week, every month, you see her more and more in the mirror, and it fills you with excitement because you do believe. And then you feel different, and then you act different. So write this out. Get really clear. This is actually such a fun activity to do, and really see how much room there is in your week for her to start to come through, for you to start to be in the excitement and the energy of her. And in the times that you can't, all of a sudden they're not as heavy anymore. They're just pauses. But you're going to notice the more you lean into her outside of those things, the more she is going to infuse herself even into those situations, and those situations are going to enhance as well, because you believe different, and you feel different, and you act different, and it all comes full circle. And slowly, slowly, or quickly, quickly, everything starts to reorient itself from this new frequency, and it expands and it expands, and your best keeps getting better. And then one day you wake up and you realize you're her. But it's not something that you ever consciously really noticed. You almost missed it because you fell so in love with life and the journey of becoming you and accessing all that you're made of and all that you're here to do, that you realize those things, they were just the cherry on top. The best part about the human experience is having a good human experience. Being proud of yourself. Being in your fullest vibration. Pouring over into everything you love. And then watching the magic pour back into you because of that. So, to tap into as if, this is where you start. You don't wear it as a badge that you're trying to believe. You integrate as a truth because you know you can. And we live in a world where we can do that. So let's do it. Come join us in the community if you want to do this with us, with Epic Women. And let me know how this landed for you. Send me a message if you do this journal. This is, I'm not kidding you, this is something that I have used and done over and over and over and over again, and it is the wildest, funnest ride to be on. What are you made of? Let's find out. I'll see you next week.